Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those sneaky, super important jungle lairs that doesn't always grab attention on its own, but absolutely makes the track feel alive. We're talking about a break lab style atmospheric ARP in Ableton Live 12, with that old school DNB jungle energy, a bit haunted, a bit gritty, and glued together with groove pull swing, so it moves like it belongs behind chopped breaks. And the big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, atmosphere is not just decoration, it's part of the rhythm. A good ARP layer can stitch the break edits together, add motion between drum hits, build tension before the drop, and give the track its identity without fighting the kick, snare, or sub. So don't think trance lead, think rhythmic shadow, think ghost layer. Think something that flickers behind the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Let's start by making the sound source. Create a new MIDI track and load a stock instrument like analog, operator, or wavetable. For this style, keep it simple and slightly imperfect. That imperfection is part of the charm. If you're using analog or wavetable, a saw or pulse on one oscillator and a sine or triangle quietly underneath is a great starting point. Keep the voices moderate, maybe 4 to 8, and don't go wild with unison. If you use too much spread, it can start sounding too modern and glossy. Shape the amp envelope with a short attack, medium decay, no sustain, and a medium release. You want it to feel plucky, but still able to ring out a little bit. If you're on operator, a sine-based carrier with a tiny bit of extra harmonic edge works really well. Add just enough pitch movement or envelope snap to give the note a percussive bite. The goal is not a full melody. It's a textured, rhythmic fragment, something that can sit under the break like a worn cassette loop. Now write the MIDI phrase. Keep it short. One bar or two bars is usually enough. Use 1/16 notes, or a mix of 1/8 and 1/16 if you want more breathing room. Stay within a narrow note range. 3 to 6 notes is plenty. In old school jungle, repetition with tiny changes is often much stronger than constant new material. A good starting point is a dark minor shape using the root, minor 3rd, 5th, and flat 7th. You can throw in a passing note here and there, or jump an octave on one note for a little lift, but keep it restrained. The more memorable the phrase is as a melody, the less it behaves like an atmosphere. Here's a useful teacher trick. Loop your break first, then write the ARP while the drums are playing. That way, you're composing against the break, not in isolation. This helps you hear where the note lengths, gaps, and velocity accents should land. Now let's make it swing. Open the groove pool and pull in a groove with some old school shuffle. You're looking for a feel that's a little lopsided, not sloppy. Start with timing around 55-65%, keep random very low, and add only a little velocity change if needed. The aim is to make the ARP breathe like a chopped breakbeat, not drift out of time. This step matters a lot in jungle. The groove of the atmosphere should feel related to the groove of the drums. If the break is dancing and the ARP is sitting perfectly rigid, the whole thing can feel disconnected. Groove pool helps the ARP belong in the same universe as the drum edits. After that, go into the MIDI editor and refine the note lengths and velocities. Don't leave every note the same length. Shorten some of them so they feel more like rhythmic ticks than sustained tones. A few longer notes can act as anchors, but most of the phrase should be tight. Vary the velocities too. Maybe keep the range somewhere between 55 and 100, and lower the notes that clash with strong kick and snare moments. If the ARP is stepping all over the drum accents, it will stop feeling like atmosphere and start fighting the groove. This is where the part begins to behave like a drum element. A note just before a snare, or just after a kick, can create a lot of motion, without needing extra layers. Now let's add movement. Drop an auto filter after the instrument. Start with a low pass filter, maybe 12 dB or 24 dB, and set the cutoff somewhere murky and restrained. Then automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. You can start filter down for the intro, open it gradually toward the drop, keep it slightly open in the main section, and then close it back down for tension in the breakdown. That slow opening and closing motion is classic for the style. It gives the feeling of something emerging from the fog without turning into a bright, happy synth line. If you want extra motion, use subtle modulation. A little LFO, a bit of detune, or a small resonance change can go a long way. Keep it tasteful. In darker DNB, too much movement can make the ARP feel too lively or too musical. We want a haunted drift, not a flashy lead. Next comes the grime. Add saturator or overdrive after the filter. Just a little bit of drive can make a huge difference. Around 2-6 dB of drive is often enough, and you can use soft clip if the sound needs more density. If the synth feels too clean, This is where it starts to get that worn, old sampler character. A really good next move is resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars of the ARP to audio on a new track. Once it's printed, you can chop it, reverse little sections, mute one hit, or stutter a note before a transition. This is very much a jungle workflow. Make the source sound, print it, then treat the recording like a piece of audio history. That's often where the magic happens. A tiny reverse tail or one eerie chop note can make the whole loop feel more authentic. Now let's add space, but keep it under control. Use echo and reverb, either on sends or directly on the track if you want a more contained effect. For echo, try dotted 1/8 or 1/16 timings, moderate feedback, and dark filtering on the repeats. For reverb, keep the decay sensible and cut the lows so you don't steal space from the bass. Also watch the highs, because reverb hiss can get messy fast when the hats and breaks are already busy. In jungle, space is emotional, but it has to respect the drums. If the atmosphere is washing over the transients and making the break less punchy, back off the reverb size and consider a little pre-delay so the drums still hit first. Now we make the ARP sit inside the groove instead of floating on top of it. Add a compressor with sidechain from the kick, or even from the full drum bus if the break is very active. Keep it subtle. You're usually only looking for a few dB of gain reduction. The goal is not an obvious pumping effect. The goal is to make the atmosphere breathe behind the beat. This can create a really nice effect, where the ARP seems to duck out of the way of the snare or the break accents, then bloom back in between hits. That's a huge part of the jungle vibe. After that, use EQA to carve the part so it supports the bass line instead of fighting it. High pass it enough to clear out low-end mud, often somewhere in the 150 to 300 Hz range depending on the sound. If there's a harsh band around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame it a little. And if the reverb gets fizzy, trim some of the top end too. A useful rule here, let the ARP live more in the upper mids and top mid texture zone, while the bass owns the sub and low mid weight. That way, everything has its own job. Also, check it in mono. If the sound completely falls apart in mono, you may be relying too much on stereo whitening instead of strong note choice and solid modulation. Now let's think like arrangers. In the intro, you can keep the ARP filtered, wide, and washed in space. As the drop starts, bring it in drier and more rhythmic so it sits with the drums. Then, after 8 bars or so, introduce a variation, maybe an octave shift, maybe a changed groove, maybe a missing note. Small changes are enough to keep the loop alive. A very effective jungle trick is to mute the ARP for 1 bar before a switch up, then bring it back with a slightly higher note or a different groove feel. That moment of absence makes the return hit harder. You can also use the atmosphere as a call and response with the bass. Let the ARP speak in the gaps where the bass line isn't busy. That gives the track more conversational energy and stops the two parts from crowding each other. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make it too melodic. If the ARP sounds like it wants to be the main hook, simplify it. Second, don't leave too much low end in the patch or the reverb return. High pass more aggressively if needed. Third, don't drown it in reverb. Sometimes delay does the job better than huge wash. Fourth, don't ignore the groove. Apply swing early, then tune the note lengths and velocities to match the break. Fifth, don't make it too shiny. A little saturation, a darker filter, and maybe some resampling will usually sound more authentic. And finally, don't let it fight the bass. They need space from each other. If you want to push it darker or heavier, here are a few extra ideas. Try layering a quiet octave above the main ARP for tension, but keep it subtle. You can also automate the filter into bandpass mode for a damaged, tunnel-like breakdown feel. Another great move is to resample 8 bars, then cut the best 1-bar loop into audio and reverse just one fragment. That little touch can make the fray sound properly haunted. You can also distort the delay or reverb return instead of the dry source. That keeps the articulation clear, while making the space itself feel dirtier. And if you want the arrangement to evolve, automate slight increases in saturation, modulation, or stereo width over time. Here's a fast practice exercise to lock this in. Build a 4-bar atmospheric ARP using operator or analog. Keep it to 4 or 5 notes. Apply groove pool swing until it feels human and a little off-kilter. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff so it opens slowly over the 4 bars. Then add saturator and EQ8, high pass the low end, and sidechain gently to the drums. Finally, resample it and make one variation by reversing a fragment, removing one note, or shifting one note up an octave. Then listen to it against a breakbeat and a simple sub. Your goal is not to make it huge. Your goal is to make it feel like old-school jungle air moving around the drums. So remember the core formula here: short synth pattern, groove pool swing, controlled movement, and a bit of greedy resampling. Keep the phrase tight, let the groove breathe, filter and saturate it for character. Arrange it so it supports the drums and bass instead of competing with them. If you get that right, the ARP stops sounding like a generic loop and starts sounding like real jungle tension. That's the vibe. That's the ghost in the machine. And that's what makes the track feel alive.